Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Ada Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that are capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is right for you. And today's very special guest is Lisa Dietlin, the author of The Power of Three, How to Achieve Your Goals by Simply Doing Three Things a Day. In The Power of Three, Lisa provides helpful ideas derived from her experience in the nonprofit arena and in business consulting on where to start doing the hard things, networking right, seizing opportunities, and listening well. So welcome, Lisa.
Happy to be here, Stacey.
Now, let's get right into what The Power of Three is all about.
The Power of Three is about exactly what the title says, how to achieve your life goals by doing three things a day. You know, most people ask me, how do you have time to write books? How do you have time to be on TV, run a company? You know, often successful people get asked that. And my response is, I do three things a day toward whatever goal it is I set. And people say, well, why three? Why not five? Why not 10? I said, well, three is achievable. One doesn't move the needle enough to see progress, and five is too daunting. But if every day I do three things, by the end of the week, I've done 15 things Monday through Friday. And by the end of the month, I've done more than 60 things to achieve my goal.
Yeah, it's like compound action, right? Like compound interest. It all becomes
it is, and it's not
like
about
snowball.
It does snowball, and it's not about, you know, actually connecting with the person. Say I wanted to reach out to you, I would call you today. Doesn't mean we're going to connect and we're going to solve it and we're going to fix whatever it is I'm asking you to do or asking you to accompany me on. It means I've done the action, I've reached out. I've at least started the ball rolling.
Now, let's give our listeners an example personally for you, Lisa, in your life or business, where you use that power of three to achieve a specific goal?
That's a great question, and I have a great answer. I quit a job that I was unhappy with in the late 90s, and I didn't have a job. And I had just moved to Chicago, and my family thought I was crazy. You know, I had a house in Michigan. I had just bought a condo in Chicago. I had a few thousand dollars in the bank, and my family said, you're crazy. What are you going to do? Why did you quit your job without a job? And I said, I was so miserable, but I got a plan. And my plan is every day, Monday through Friday, I'm going to do three things to find a new job. So every morning, Stacey, I'd get up, and before I could go walk on the beautiful lakefront, you know, of Lake Michigan, or go to the public library to get a free book to read, because of course I was on a budget, I had to do three things to find a job. Could be send an email, could be make a phone call, could be read the newspaper, go on the internet and look for a job. But I had to do three things. And here's the result. In 20 business days, I had 22 interviews. And 28 days from the day I left my job, I had three job offers and I accepted one of them. Simply
wow.
By doing three things a day.
Now, when you're doing these three things a day, it seems to me like you have to have a certain mindset. Right? When you're doing these three things, because that's so funny. Your family says, yeah, you're crazy for doing. I think like the best things happen when your family says you're crazy for doing them. I don't know. That's just me.
You do.
Right? But I feel like you have to have an open mindset. It seems to me that when you were doing those three things, you were all about the possibilities that, yes, this is positive. This is moving me towards the goal. You can't go into it with like the, oh God, three things, right? I just feel that way.
Well, exactly. And that leads me to one of the points I make in the book is the thing you most don't want to do, you absolutely should do because there's the hidden gem. You know, I often don't want to go to events at night. I'm a morning person. So to think, oh, I got to go and, you know, to this event tonight, I always think, okay, the more you don't want to go, the more there's somebody there that you're going to meet that's going to offer you a business opportunity or be a connection that you need for one of your clients or that something magical is going to happen. And be darned if that isn't the truth. You know, this morning I got in late last night from a meeting and I didn't want to go to yoga this morning and I didn't want to go to my breakfast meeting and, you know, logistically they were far apart and I thought, Do both. You don't want to do it. You need to do it. And I had a great connection at my yoga class with the instructor. She recognized me and she, you know, said some things that helped me with my practice and my day. And then I went to the breakfast meeting and got 3 new referrals from the person that I was meeting for the first time.
So there you go. You never know what can happen. You always have to have that open mindset. So that's, of course, probably one mistake that people make, right? That they're just closed-minded to everything. They're not open. What are some other mistakes that people make, and the biggest mistake that people make in working towards their goals using the Power of Three?
I think the biggest mistake is they give up too easily. You know, I love that Japanese proverb that says, you know, the successful person falls down 7 times but gets up 8. And somebody will make a phone call and say, well, they didn't call me back. And I say, well, right, you just made the call an hour ago. Don't give up. You know, they could be in a meeting. They could be on a plane. They could not have gotten it. Their assistant could have answered and written it down, and they're out of the office. You don't know what's going on in their life. You know, you have to be persistent. So I think that people, you know, give up too easily. That's the first thing that they do. I also think they don't listen. They go in with a preconceived notion of what's going to happen. I've got to tell this person this, and I've got to ask this person, this is what I want this person to do for me. Instead of sitting back and saying, taking a deep breath and saying, okay, I'm just going to be present here. I know what I want to share, but I'm going to hear what that person wants to share with me, and I might be surprised at what opportunities come about. If I'm so busy doing all the talking, I'm not listening, and I could miss an opportunity. The third thing I think people miss out is they're not prepared. I just saw a great blog about this, about, you know, people thinking they can go to the grocery store in their sweatpants and, you know, torn up t-shirt, and they're not going to run into anybody. And I think every time you do that, you run into somebody. So always be prepared. Always be prepared and have your business cards or have a piece of paper and a pen that you can give somebody your number, because you never know who you're going to meet where. And first impressions do count. So that's what I would think, that people give up too easily, they don't listen, and they're not prepared.
And what would be a lasting tip, a lasting piece of advice that you would leave our listeners, whether it's personally a personal goal they're looking to achieve or as a business owner in that arena? What would be one piece of advice you would give to everyone across the board about the Power of Three?
The Power of Three works if you stay diligent to it and hold yourself accountable, meaning doing 3 things a day. And if you miss a day, doing 6 things the next day. You know, when my clients and my friends that I coach and I talk to them, they all want to do it and they jump in. Yes, I can do 3 things a day. That's easy. And we start to map it out. And then, you know, they get sick or they have a board meeting and they miss a day. And I say, well, did you do 6 the next day? Because the commitment is to do 3 a day, Monday through Friday. It's not to do 3 a day only on the days you feel well and you don't have board meetings. And they look at me and I say, you know, that's the success of it, you know, being committed and being dedicated to the process. And, you know, I give you Saturday and Sunday off. So it's Monday through Friday, 15 things a week, 60 things a month. But the real piece that I would share with all the listeners, no matter what, is when you're trying to achieve something, pay it forward to somebody else. You know, do something for somebody else. You'll be amazed at the results. You know, that's one of the tips in the book, that, you know, one of the things you could do is do something kind for somebody else, and you'll be amazed at how it comes back to you in so many ways you never expected.
Tenfold, we like to say at Annie Jennings.
Absolutely. I love that. I'm gonna use that and give credit.
Yes, absolutely. Our amazing leader, Annie Jennings, always says that. When you do something wonderful, it always comes back tenfold. So you never want to pass up an opportunity to pay it forward, like you said, Lisa. And I know you've given us a lot of really good information. I wish we had more time to talk even further about the Power of Three, but our listeners can continue this conversation with you, learn more about Lisa and her book, The Power of Three, How to Achieve Your Goals, by simply doing 3 things a day at Lisa's website, which is lisamdeatlin.com. And of course, we'll spell that for everybody. Lisa, L-I-S-A, the letter M is in Mary, Dietlin is D-I-E-T-L-I-N. So like Diet Lynn, lisamdeatlin.com. And you can follow her on Twitter and Facebook as well. So thank you, Lisa, for being here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community, of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit FinEnquirer.com and discover the blogger that is right for you. Till next time.